pump the brakes. Stop sign, you saw the sign, now you ace of base. Preacher saw them dollar signs, he on that paper chase. Stuffing profits in his pockets. A wolf with a sheep's appearance. And the reason he's making that scratch, huh? It's cause those ears itch. Pimping out the gospel, a prostitution, a false doctrine. Lies whistle in the wind, but we listen if there's a little truth mixed in. Find a pastor that suits you on your TV with a suit and tie. Hitch a ride in his private jet, and you'll be looking stupid fly. Materialism and selfish ambition is a foolish religion. The riches of God's mercy is worth more than your superstition. Tell me, how does a Christian begin to develop discernment and wisdom? First, we submit every symbol and sign to the authority of the scriptures.
Self-interpreting seems to coincide with what's deep inside your heart's desires. Seems rather convenient, doesn't it? I'm not saying that God can't do it, not saying that God won't do it. That might very well be the case. I'm simply making an observation of how much weight you place on it, what seems to be at stake, and how much of your faith is actually banking on it, and how much of your mysticism is mixed with your religious philosophic system. Sometimes what we believe to be true from our supernatural pursuits is actually a fluke, a series of events that's used to distract you from the truth. But I'll give you a sign that's obvious. One of the most supernatural acts is that God, through his word, has actually revealed everything pertaining to life and godliness. There's this idea that an individual is somehow more spiritual if he sees these signs and symbols and takes what's normally invisible and makes it simple. But I say the mark of a mature man is the one who reads God's word and understands and allows that to govern his decisions and his prospective plans.
They say it's the movement of the spirit. Still small voice, y'all hear it? Remember that time I saw that leaf fall? I was positive it was God's call. Wait for it, listen close. Y'all miss it, I cite Gideon, Samson, Paul. Elijah saw the clouds split and know that God did it. And does it still? Still his presence feels like chills, right? And if I'm honest, it doesn't happen often. Something must be wrong. It's boring when my life is more like the book of Ruth than Exodus. I've never seen the parting of an ocean or a cloud by day or pillar by night. Just the normal everyday working of life, where things that suck royally is evidence of his royalty. Scratch your temple so deep it's simple. Silly us, ignore the plane. We prefer a riddle. Dying to see a miracle while holding.